B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
I'm so glad Melissa's here. And Melissa, if I've ever said anything that you might have misconstrued and took in a negative way, I just want to apologize right now. Okay? That's the first thing I want to say.
I feel like I'm being set up already with that comment.
No setup. That's the first thing. I just want to apologize if you've ever misunderstood anything I said and took it in a negative way. That's the first thing. The second thing is, where are we going to lunch, girl? I'm not even gonna say what he said. I'm just gonna let you hear Leroy, our sports guy. He's not here this week, but last week he hung out with you right before you went on vacation.
I do remember that. Yes, although I was very intoxicated.
He said you guys went to the Encore, and he said that you started winning a good amount of money.
I did. I ended up staying overnight.
He said, I could be wrong, Pebbles. My memory's a little hazy, but I believe he said she won well into the thousands.
And it wasn't that much.
And then
she was balling. She throws me a $25 chip. She's like, what? Yeah, take this.
But just throwing $25 chips to people.
Someone came out the back and had her like sign some papers so she can get her money, so she can get a payout or whatever.
Yeah.
She was balling.
Yo, I mean, so he said that you ended up, what else was in that? Buying a bunch of people drinks. You were in a big group of friends.
Yes.
He said that at one point the words, let's go to the high rollers room, came out of your mouth.
Yes.
I mean,
there's reasons for that, though. I mean, it's less crowded up there, you know, no riffraff.
Right, yeah, no riffraff. No penny slots.
No, I like the penny slots. I won on the penny slots.
Yeah.
You got to play max bet, though.
Well, what is the story here? Because he was like, this is a Melissa that he's never seen before. I've definitely never seen before.
It's not a story. If you're with me and I'm at a casino and I'm winning, you're winning. I do. I like to spread it around.
Pebble, you look confused.
Listen.
I'm just taking it all in and listening.
Yeah.
And figuring out which parts of it I believe.
Listen, it's true. You guys know I don't win very often.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but when I do.
You do win, but then.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, things just disappear.
I mean,
you don't ever walk out of the casino with money.
And that was my question. That's what I wanted to know.
Let me tell you.
Did you, though?
I did.
Do we believe her, Ramirez?
I did. Here's what happened. It was the night before.
How much did she walk out with
is the
question.
So I won $4,000 and left with $5.
Listen, yeah. You guys are so negative.
Well,
damn you.
I think you have this thing in you where you don't understand that if you win a good amount of money at the casino, that you're allowed to leave at that point. I think to you that just means, oh, good, more time to spend in the casino.
Absolutely. That's the degenerate in me. But listen, this is what happened. So I spent my week in Atlantic City. That's where I was on vacation.
Yeah.
And it was the night before I was leaving. Two nights before. So I was there and we were playing and I was spending a crap ton of money. And I was with a new friend of mine. I made this guy, Richard. And another gambling friend. And he says to me, because my host wasn't working that night. And he's like, I got a host who's here right now. Do you want a room? I'm like, yeah, because at that point it was super late. So I'm like, I got a room. I got a nice suite. I ended up going to bed at maybe 3, 4 in the morning. My friend Dwayne was with me. He also won a jackpot. My friend Dwayne, who never spends more than like $20 gambling, won like $2,500 on a slot machine. I couldn't believe it. So I woke up the next morning. I left real quick, and I left with at least maybe a couple grand maybe.
Really?
Swear to God.
I was betting my balls that there's no way you left with anything over
$1,000.
I was thinking,
hundreds. In Atlantic City.
Exactly.
I'm actually kidding. I'm surprised Atlantic City didn't kick me out. You guys have no idea. I was like on fire. Every day I was winning stuff down there. I was like,
God, and acting like a high roller.
I was playing three card poker. I got three of a kinds.
Oh, God.
I'm like, what is
Here's what Melissa is. She's like a brand new rap star who like doesn't know how to handle like that first big check.
Yep.
She's like, yo, man,
Bill Gates.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.